I didn't know if anyone had any specific questions of me.
They're probably public comment, so we'll take the public comment, and then the board will ask questions.
There are no speakers to this item.
Okay. Coming up, yes.
I don't know, I speak on this so many times. And I know you're probably going to vote the increase, but I do have a couple of questions. CFD 1, does that encompass East Lake 1, 2, and 3?
Where are you looking, Maddie?
It just says CFD 1, East Lake, but I know CFD 1 is East Lake 1 and East Lake 2, but I don't think it's East Lake 3, which is the Woods, the Vistas, and there's another area as well. And I even tried with my glasses and I can't distinguish on the map. As of I remember it...
CFD 1 is the biggest one right here.
Right, but...
So it goes all the way down to the Woods and up to...
It doesn't. It shouldn't go down to the Woods because CFD 1 was created, and that was the first CFD created, and the Woods came in maybe 10 years ago. So I'm not sure which CFD encompasses the Woods and the Vistas, but those are fairly new developments. Also, there's a report that's been pending for a very long time from Ms. Michaels regarding the CFDs for the past 25 years, because we know that we've always borrowed from CFDs, and we don't know what has paid back. We don't know the accounting of CFD 1 especially, and I just find it difficult for you to make an educated decision without all of the information being presented. There's also an area in the slide, and it was on page 8, where it says lease payment from debt service, and then there's a zero there. It says rehabilitation, various sites, and there's a zero. There are the zeros there, and I didn't understand that. And I think that there was one question. Dwelling units at the term end, which is on page 13. Most of these, Camelot, the Villas, the Classics, Cottages, Shores, the Villas, Vineyards, and Almira, those are all in East Lake Shores. East Lake Hills is all falling off, which is the other side. And none of those are mentioned. And I know a lot of those have been falling off because that was basically the first half that was built. So I'm not sure how accurate this is. I've lived there for 26 years. So I pretty much know the area very well. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Any other speakers? No? Board, do you have any questions?
Is it possible to answer any of your questions?
Well, I appreciate the questions. I just think that this is not a full list. I think she made that clear. She tried to do what she could. Some of the things are not going to be easily answered right at this meeting. I think one of the things that I'm asking about, I heard it said a newsletter to go out to all the people who were in the tax levy. I thought what we asked was that there be communications. If they could put it in with the tax bill, if they could contact or send out notices to the homeowner associations, they could put it into the newspaper and on the radio. We didn't ask for it to be mailed out to every homeowner or everybody that was getting levied, because that is an expense I personally don't want to support and incur. If it's a lot more than what just notifying, and that I believe what we were told, Dr. Janney, is that you didn't know, the district doesn't know how many homeowner associations there are in the CFD. Well, I think that we know a number of them are known, and those are the ones I would at least be reaching out to, the ones you know, and appreciate the fact that other people may hear by one of the other processes. I know that sending out mail is very costly, it's extremely costly, and I don't think that we can really say that that's the precedent we want to set. The other thing I was wondering about was about the allocation of costs. We got something in the update that they had gone through a large portion of it, but as far as I know, it isn't close to 95% being completed. And so I am concerned about that. I don't think that really, we can maybe discuss that. Is there another item, I think, on the agenda regarding CFDs, or if this is it, I'm just going to state it right now. I think that what we need to do is bring in an accounting team to get the work done, because around this is a lot of other issues. There's some significant issues I think we have with our the way different departments within the district are maintaining records and crucial records. That was brought up at the PROPO Oversight Committee. It was definitely, I think, a concern that we've heard vocalized for several months and years. I think that we've waited long enough. We need to bring in people to get that work done. And I believe there are temporary accounting firm agencies that will have qualified accountants that would be able to come in and do that. And if that's what it takes, then I think we need to get it done. Otherwise, well, we've got to get FICMAT in here to do that, or somebody. I don't think I would really bring in FICMAT again, but I would definitely think if we have a focus team to go through all the paperwork and gather all those things and put them into a database that we can manage ourselves and get that going. We need to get that work done. PROPO committee, I know it's not CFD, but it's so connected, it's hard not to talk about it here. There's records that they are supposed to be looking at as part of their role, and they're not able to look at it because we can't provide it because the work is so far behind in getting those accounting records and getting it into assembling it into a reasonable file, you know, that it isn't doing anybody any good that way. We're wasting a lot of time. Staff's getting beat up over it every time we have a meeting. Bond oversight isn't able to do it. We can't answer the questions Mr. Dotto brings every meeting. So I think that we've got to do something different. We need to move on that.